Now, more Drive Time Sports on KOAL, 107.3 FM and 7.50 AM, the play-by-play home of the Emory Spartans.
We're down to one final weekend as far as the wrestling season is concerned. I can't believe this. I remember talking with Coach Chris Jansen and Coach Greenhall at the very beginning of the season, and now we have reached the very end. State tournament right around the corner. Emory over the weekend did very, very well. They're going to send 15 to the state tournament. And we also had a divisional champion, Imani Christiansen. We'll talk about that right now. Joining us over the phone, we have Coach Kurt Christiansen. And Coach, as always, it is a pleasure to get you on the show, and I appreciate the time again today.
Yeah, sure, glad to be here.
Yeah, it's great to talk about these boys doing some tremendous things, Coach. If we go back and we take a look at the way the weekend went down, really, I mean, you've got to be thrilled. I know you have 15 kids qualifying for state. I mentioned Monty winning the divisional championship. You have a few alternates as well, a few reserve champions. I mean, it was a solid weekend for these guys.
Yes, for sure. It was awesome. We had a ball. We had a couple of tough rounds there. Freshmen and sophomores struggled a little bit in that first round when they hit them high-ranked kids, but they fought like tigers through the consolation rounds and really scored a lot of team points for us.
You guys finished second as a team, Coach, and we know how good JUAB is. I mean, that's not a surprise there at all. But when you take a look at the team accumulating 224 points and topping Richfield and Canyonview and Manti, was that expected from your perspective, or was that just a pleasant surprise and these kids really working their guts out?
I'd love to say my expectations were high, but, we talked about it this year. I just really didn't know what was going to happen with these young kids in the postseason, and they really stepped it up. Said the first round was rough on us. A bunch of us went out into consies, but they really stepped it up hard. We had a couple surprises. Devin Byers comes in and wins two in a row from the JV perspective at 165. That's pretty awesome. He battled his way into the, semifinals and had a little trouble after that, lost a couple of matches where we had a big lead. He's just wrestling out of his mind. So, big shout out to Devin there. Just the boys in general wrestled with all the heart and all the try a coach could ever ask for. So,
Monty wins the divisional of 106 pounds, and Coach 3-0, he gets a bye in the first round, but the quarterfinal, semifinal, and championship match all ends by pinfall. So Monty did some work, to say the least.
Yeah, he pinned his way through. I was hoping the other coaches would, pay him a little bit and give him the Outstanding Wrestler Award in the lower weights. He was just dominant. He just, the JUAB kid that he wrestled in the finals is an amazing wrestler. Young kid, freshman, kind of like Monty was last year, a little bit on the light side. He was the Rockwell Rumble champion at 98 pounds. This kid can wrestle. And Monty walked over him like he wasn't there. It was a good tournament for Monty.
We jumped to 113 pounds, Coach. Brayson World finishes fifth, so he gets a qualifying bid to state, but Corbin Jensen finishes second, and this may have been one of the most dynamic matches of the tournament. I don't think that's an overstatement, is it, when we look at his first place match?
Absolutely not. It was amazing. It was a barn burner, come in there and really kind of get beat up in the first period. The kid had a beautiful underhook knee tap. Just kept getting us in us, and we would get away, and then we'd get taken down and get away and get taken down. And he made some really good in-match adjustments and battled his way back to go into overtime. Then we got kind of a junk call from our perspective, obviously. JUAB's thinking it was a great call, but we still have a kid locked in a front headlock, the head and the arm trapped. The kid's off to our side, no step over, no nothing, doesn't control our hip in any way, shape, or form, and they give him a takedown. So, we're borderline turning him on his back, and they award the takedown to JUAB. So, needless to say, I was a little frustrated. I spent 3 or 4 minutes at the table with the ref and had the, auxiliary ref come and give his 2 cents, and he was less than helpful. So, we felt like, Corbin earned a way to a division title there. And it's one of them things. So, I try to teach these boys, don't leave it up to the referee.
jumping to 126 pounds, second place finish from Merritt Meccarello, another reserve champ. Gets all the way to the finish line, Coach, goes 2-0 to get to that point, then falls short.
Yeah, he wrestled great, had great match in the semifinals. He had a good first period in the finals, and then we fell a little short in the second and third against a great wrestler. Kudos to Merritt. You know, he's a two-time state champ, three-time state champ. Yeah, Monty's talking to me in my ear here. He is a three-timer. So no shame in that loss, but we're going to make some adjustments and come back and give him a battle in the finals. I'm super excited about it.
A couple of other second place finishes. 175, Greg Sewin is a kid that you and I have really talked about all year long. And, Coach, he doesn't disappoint. Again, he puts himself in the championship position, falls to Will Harmon. That's a tough match, to say the least.
Yeah, you know, he took out the, you know, they seeded him third in this tournament behind the JV Juab kid, and we came out and had a first-round pin with him. You know, Greg wrestled out of his brains. And I think he got a little stage fright in the finals wrestling another three-time state champion. You know, we didn't see the same Greg in the finals that we've seen all year. He was pretty upset with himself for freezing up a little bit, maybe a little stage fright. So we're going to go home and work on that. We're going to work on that during the week and come back for a battle. We expect to see Will Harmon in the finals again next week. It'll be a different match. You know, Greg is a competitor, and he's a top-notch kid. And he'll work hard. We'll make some adjustments, be ready for a wrestling match.
And then, Coach, we have to talk about Easton Thornley at 285. He's had a tremendous year as well. He goes the distance, finishes second place.
Oh, yeah. You know, he dominated. And, you know, the score in that match doesn't reflect the action in that match. Everything that happened because Easton did it. Like, this kid wanted to win so bad. You know, the kid played, the other, you know, Juab played good defense on us. Maybe we clean up our attacks and stay that aggressive, clean up our attacks a little bit, make a little wiser decisions. We win that match. So we're really looking forward to a rematch with that one as well. But, you know, we've got a couple of real studs to get through to get there. You know, Easton's going to have some battles up to get into the finals there. Now, that is one of the well-rounded, his toughest weight classes in the state in our classification for sure. It's anybody's game. That one's a fun one because it's anybody's game. There's no one dominant wrestler there. We've got the Grantsville kid is tough. The Manti kid we destroyed this week. He'll come back looking for some revenge. You know what I mean? And we're gonna get through there. And then we've got our hands full with the Morgan kid, you know, so it's going to be a fun match, you know, or weight class to watch for sure.
Again, our guest right now, Coach Kurt Christiansen of the Emory High School wrestling team. Coach, just jumping ahead and looking at the next couple of weeks here, the next week and a half, I know that the room changes because you only have 15 kids that will actually be competing once you get to the state tournament. But that doesn't mean that the season is over for the other kids, right? I mean, you rely on these kids pretty heavily to make sure that the 15 going to state are prepared.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we've chummed them with a, you know, chance to go with the team and have 2 days off school while they other boys wrestle. And not only that, the ones that didn't make it qualify for the JV state tournament. It's a USA wrestling sanctioned tournament on the 13th. So these guys are going to battle the way through the week here and hopefully go Monday and really make some noise at the JV state tournament. You know, we've got those three alternates there. They've got a decision to make that the state came down on them and said they won't be eligible to wrestle at the state tournament as an alternate if they go to the JV state tournament. So that's a little bit of a political stunt in my mind. I think they should be able to wrestle, and then if they get their way into the state tournament, that's fine. But you know, they do what they want to do. But I mean, really, we've had kids come in as an alternate and be state placers, you know.
Right.
No, I'm not counting those boys out in any way, shape, or form. You know, we've got three of them there that can really come in and make some noise at the state tournament if they turn it on. you know, Rogan and Zeke and those kids, they can come in and Tate and Allen, you know, they got every bit as good a shot at placing at the state tournament as anybody else, you know. So we're excited for them, and I hope they keep working hard, and we're really, really looking forward to this state tournament. Go make some noise.
Coach, is it refreshing to get to this stage in the season? I mean, now it's, I mean, it's all on the line, right, from this point on. I mean, if you want to be a state champion, you have to win out at this point in time. Is it refreshing for a coach and for a team to reach this point?
Well, yeah, you know, on one hand, and then nerve-wracking on the other. We want to get through this week injury-free. You know, we didn't talk about Damon Farley getting an injury, you know, at 132. I think he's a state placer, and he goes out with a separated collarbone, you know, quarterfinal match. So that was tough. That was tough for him. So, you know, didn't make it back in time from the doctor to get into his consolation round. But, you know, it's probably wise that he didn't, because he was pretty sore at practice today anyway. He really wanted to finish the tournament. That just goes to show you how big his heart is. But, you know, those are tough calls. So when you ask me, am I excited to be here? Absolutely. Am I nerve-wracked? You bet. It'll be an emotional roller coaster until this thing's over.
Yeah, I guess my thought on this, Coach, people always talk about being scared is a bad thing. I think there's a difference between being nervous and being scared, and I think sometimes if you find that common ground, you try harder.
Oh, I think so. I think that, like I try to teach my boys, those nerves are good. You know, I think the good Lord put those nerves in us to heighten our senses, you know. They'll make you sharp. And if you use them instead of get scared of them nerves, you know, you're going to wrestle well.
Coach, I always appreciate you taking out the time. I know it is going to be a busy couple of weeks. I look forward to talking with a couple of the boys who have qualified for state here in the next few days as well. But as always, thank you for taking out the time. And I know we'll catch up again before state. So thank you.
You bet. Thanks for having us on. And once again, thanks to all our fans out there for coming and supporting us. It's been a great year.
Again, Coach Kirk Christiansen of the Emory High School wrestling team. We'll talk more wrestling throughout the week. We also got to get the Carbon perspective as well. Just a brilliant, brilliant weekend for both teams in the Castle Country. We're going to pause for just a moment. Some NBA basketball talk coming up. Kyrie Irving dealt over the weekend. Requested the trade, I think it was Friday, if memory serves me right. 2 days later, gone. New home in Dallas. We'll talk about that when we return right here on Drive Time Sports.